What's up, ladies? Welcome to Bougie Besmer Podcast. Welcome back. I'm trying to figure out a way to sit because I have a new camera setting right now and I am trying to maneuver this whole thing. So let's see how it's going to go. I am very excited for this episode. I have been excited for a lot of my solos. Oh, by the way, sorry if you're new here. Welcome to Bougie Besmer Podcast. I'm your host, Coco Cornelia Sluński. And today we're going to be talking about friendships, girl code. I'm a type of person that holds myself and my people and my friends and everybody around me to a very high standard. So if you don't, if that's not your vibe, that's okay. But I just want my friends to give as much as I give them. And as I just like to have intense friendships or no friendships. Like, we can be acquaintances, we can be like superficial, but I just don't like fake, you know? I don't like when people are, when their intentions are not proper. And there are certain things that you would think everybody kind of agrees on, and there's some basic human decency, and that people are, oh my god, I don't know why I'm going so deep with this already, but you would think that people have common sense and that they would just agree on stuff like this, that that's not really normal. But I started posting these videos, girl code, and I got a lot of attention from those videos. People were really resonating with the videos. I'm gonna link the two that I posted on Instagram, which kind of inspired this on TikTok too, but that they inspired this episode talking about, you know, to talk about girl code and things that you should just never not, you know, just like girl code. You know, like, how do you not get it? It's girl code. You can't just like do that. So I told you there was this video that I posted on my online platforms. And the number one rule of girl code is never engage with your friend's ex or their crush. I don't really have a situation where my ex or my friend or something like that happened, that somebody was so involved, but I really don't know how would I handle that. I think I would go insane. I think that not because I just, the betrayal, the fact that two people that you trusted so deeply just do something like that, I don't know. And then I don't believe in, I just have no excuse when people do that. You know, people say, oh, maybe somebody fell in love or something. I don't think that you should, you know, if you, there's so many people on this planet, like, don't have to sleep, you don't have to sleep with your best friend's ex-boyfriend. I think that would, you know, you would think that's reasonable, but then you watch all these telenovelas and everybody is, I mean, everybody's like cheating on every, I don't know. I just, not even cheating, but yeah, that's just, that's a huge no in my book. And I don't care how, like, I would never forgive that. Never. Friendships are crucial, obviously, in our lives. And then if you have people that are just, you know, they're just wasting your time and your space, they need to be eliminated. So I'm going to give you 22 girl code rules. That's what I'm going to give you right now. I hope you're ready for this list. Throughout my childhood and my, not childhood, throughout my teenage years and my 20s, I was going out a lot. I think that was one of my interests, like going out, meeting people, experiencing life. I don't know. I just loved going out, and I was like, you know, I just loved going out. I don't know how, why am I even explaining it? It's not like I liked dancing. I mean, I can dance a little bit, but that was not like why I was going out. So anyway, I think I have a really strong sense of social intelligence, and I can read through things sometimes quicker than some other people. So I'm going to start this list with going out rules, because I think that everybody felt weird at some point of their life because of their friends doing something while they were out and they maybe didn't even realize. So let's start with a really random one. When you are ordering drinks at the bar, let's say you are with three of your girlfriends, you're ordering drinks at the bar, make sure that everybody got their drink before you start walking away from the bar area. I think that's one of the weirdest, most uncomfortable feelings, at least for me. I'm pretty sure some people don't care. I obviously do. That's why I put it on the number one position. It didn't necessarily deserve the number one position, but I just think that's such an uncomfortable feeling. Okay, so don't do that. Okay, while we're at the drink topic, do not leave your friend drunk anywhere. If your friend is wasted, like doesn't know her name, because that's just, it's really dangerous actually. And I honestly hope that half of the times that I stayed out, I wish I didn't. I mean, nothing good happens after 3 a.m. People used to tell me that and I was like, yo, they're so boring. They don't know how to live life. But honestly, what kind of successful people you see out at 3 a.m.? You don't, because if you have shit going on in your life and you have responsibilities and you're a human being that is constantly evolving and growing, what are you doing out at 3 a.m.? I don't understand why was I doing that for so long. I don't know what, I mean, I know why I was doing it. I was just like, I hated my life at that time. So I was constantly out because I hated being home and I hated being home with my own thoughts. That was the honest truth. That was during COVID. It was not great. But yeah, I think we can move on from this number. Yeah, what did it have to do with anything? Moving on. Number three. When you see your friend talking to a guy at the bar and she's uncomfortable, like she doesn't want to talk to him, you know, she's just like, ah, he's grossing me out. Can you please just come and grab her hand and take her to the bathroom? No explanation needed. Just grab her and get her things and just get her out of there because she's uncomfortable. Save your friend. But that's rule number three. Rule number four, if you are with your friend, it's just two of you going out solo and she meets a guy at the bar or something and it's just the two of you and you're like getting bored, just don't make it about you at that moment. Like try, give her some space. Maybe this is the love of her life. Maybe this is a loser, but you know, give her, maybe you can have a deal. Maybe you can talk to her for like, talk to him for 20 minutes. And then if after, you should give each other like a little sign. Okay, it's going good, or like, let's go or something. Point is, if I know it happened to me before when I was single and I was going out with like one girlfriend, that one of us would start talking to somebody that we liked. And then we just had a deal like, you know, don't bother me if I give you the sign that this might actually be a good guy. So that's number four. If you see a girl walking out of the bathroom with toilet paper stuck on her shoe, just tell her, or step on it because you're going to know how to get rid of it. She doesn't obviously know that she has toilet paper on her shoes. And I don't really understand why is that so weird and uncomfortable to see, because obviously nobody, you know, you can step on anybody's toilet paper in the bathroom. It doesn't mean that like you went number two. And even if you did, why is that so weird and uncomfortable? I don't understand why people like so weird about pooping. So many people are so creeped out about like they can't talk about going to the bathroom. I don't understand that. Why am I getting so in depth with every single number? But anyway, yeah, if you see a girl with toilet paper, just like remove it. Then I already lost count in what number I am. I think I'm number six. If you are splitting bills as a group of beautiful women, don't be that person that needs to be reminded to pay people back, because it's so fucking annoying when you have to like remind your friend to send you money. It doesn't really happen that often to me, but it used to. When I was living in New York, it happened multiple times. I think this is number seven. If I'm just going to stop counting now. It is 22. I hope so. If you are out with a girlfriend and she wants to borrow your lipstick or lip liner, I met some girls that were creeped out about it. Not creeped. They were like grossed out. They didn't want anybody to... Oh, Rocky's upset. They didn't want anybody to use their lipstick because of germs. But then you would go and make out... Is he okay? Like, you don't want to give your girlfriend a lipstick, but you're going to go make out with a stranger. Make it make sense. Speaking of lipsticks, if somebody has lipstick on their teeth, it's really nice to tell them. I don't know why sometimes people don't do that. So please, that's awesome. And this is a really interesting one. I just think going out for that many years and being in the scene, like the nightlife scene, I guess. I just think I saw so many things that people are just doing wrong. One of them is if you are a plus one, if I am inviting you to...
Attention residents, there has been a false alarm. I repeat, this has been a false alarm.
Okay.
Disregard.
Thanks. If I'm inviting you to join a dinner, you are my plus one, and we are going out with some guys. Let's say nobody's dating anybody, but like I'm invited, and maybe I like somebody and I'm talking to somebody from the group. If you're coming as my plus one, please don't try to overshadow or like take over the show. Wellness and taking care of myself is a big part of my daily life, but when things get busy, I easily get overwhelmed. And I had a few of those days recently, but luckily with Alla Moves, I can find time for self-care, which honestly helps me stay sane. Alla Moves is a streaming on-demand wellness platform that features yoga practices, fitness routines, meditation sessions, and so much more from one of my favorite brands, Alo Yoga. My favorite aspect of Alla Moves is that it's not just a workout app. It inspires you to take care of your body, mind, and spirit. I've been into nutrition lately, and I love learning about superfoods, gut health, and they have delicious recipes. It's like your wellness guide. And with over 100 new classes added every month, you'll always have fresh content that will keep you motivated. I love Alla Moves, and I think you would love it too. So head over to allamoves.com and get a 30-day free trial followed by $12.99 monthly or 20% off their annual membership by using code COCO30. That's allomoves.com, code COCO30 in all caps. ALOmoves.com, code COCO30, all caps. I think it's so inappropriate when somebody is there as, you know, you got invited because you were my friend, but like they're my friends. Not even friends. It just happens so many times, like in Miami, especially when I first moved here when I was still single. And when I was going out, and there was just sometimes you would go out with girls and you kind of bring them into the group and they're just trying to be all cool. And it's just so funny and it's just not appropriate. And then I'm never going to bring you around again. Or if I bring you to a dinner and you are just like a mummy and you're not saying anything, like obviously I'm not going to bring you back. So just be normal. Just be a normal human being because that's how we like you. It happened to me once that I had a friend. I was hanging out with this group of guys and I invited my friend to join me for dinner. And then her friend was in town or something. So I invited both of them. And the second plus one was the one that was taking over the show. And I was just like, what is she doing? But when I say that, it means that like girls are being loud and obnoxious and just a little bit, and just like not necessary, like, you know, like obnoxious. Not when you're just like regularly jolly and, you know. Also, if you're at a group dinner and you know that you're not paying for it, the guys are paying for it. If you're with a group of guys, hopefully, I mean, they should pay for it. Don't be that girl that's ordering like extra truffles and caviar and every single thing. Because I've seen that too. And nobody really likes that because, you know, unless you eat caviar for breakfast, don't order it the first time you meet somebody. Next is if your friend invites you to the bathroom, the answer is always yes. You don't know what she needs. Maybe she needs a tampon. Maybe she wants to talk to you about something that just happened at the table. Maybe somebody texted her. Maybe something happened. So the answer is always yes. when you were asked to go to the bathroom. I don't understand that this still happens sometimes when you are out with a friend and you run into somebody else while you're out. Please make sure to introduce those two people, because it's so awkward when you're just talking to someone and they are not acknowledging this person that's standing right next to you. It's just so, that's just showing that you don't really have this, you're just, that's, it's really rude. So don't do that. It's not classy. And obviously always tell your friends if they have a wardrobe malfunction, whether that is a broken zipper, stain, anything, just alert her so she knows. You know, it's funny also what happened to me in my past when I would be talking to a guy and this girl that I was friends with would add him on Instagram. And then she would start liking his photos and do stuff like that. I was always interested, you know, why would you do that? That's so against the girl code. It's ridiculous. Like, why would you ever do something like that to your friend? It's just weird. You just look thirsty and not in a good way. Especially don't think about liking his photos. That's such a no, a big no. If your friends, sure, but if you don't know anything about him, please don't do that. Speaking of photos, if you're posting a, we're still in girl code, right? If you're posting a photo with your girlfriends and you're doing a little face app on yourself or like Facetune, you got to do it for all your friends and you got to make them all look spectacular. And you can even send it to them for approval. That's what I do with all my friends when I'm posting group photos. Then if your friend, like if your best friend is seeing a guy and then they stop seeing each other and maybe you got introduced to their group of friends, you shouldn't hang out with them anymore unless your friend also wants to hang out with them, even though she broke up maybe with someone. Basically, you have to have respect, almost like you got to pick sides. You can't be friends with the ex-boyfriend and his team and his friend group and your girlfriend. Like, that just doesn't work. You can't play in both teams. You gotta make a decision. That's at least how I live my life. You don't have to do that if that's not your vibe. When you are dropping somebody off, always make sure to wait for them to walk into their apartment or building to kind of make sure they're safe. It's such a huge red flag when people don't stop and make sure that you are in safe. It's just like, I don't care if she lives or dies. When you are taking, this is such a random list now, if you're taking your friend's photos, while you're taking the photos, hype them up. It's going to give them so much energy. It's just going to be such a vibe, you know? So I highly suggest that you do that. Whenever my friends are hyping me up while taking my photos, the photos turned out so much better than if they were not hyping me up. I don't know if you can hear this, but my fridge is beeping right now because Weston didn't close it. Don't tell your friend's secrets to your man, whether it's a boyfriend or husband. I mean, if you're a husband, wife, then people sometimes just share everything, which I understand. But sometimes it's not cool if you share your friend's secrets to your spouse or your boyfriend, girlfriend, loved one, significant other. Happy Valentine's Day. I totally forgot about that. I forgot to talk about this in the beginning of this episode. Happy Valentine's Day. You will, I don't know when I'm going to drop this, but it's going to be around Valentine's Day. So I'm telling you that don't share your friend's secrets because you don't know why. Like, he doesn't need to know that. And then he's going to change his perception of her based on the things that you told him. And you shouldn't even said that in the first place. Again, the list is becoming more and more random. But if your friend is having... This is a girl code rule that I really like, and that is if you are not feeling well, if your friend is not feeling well or they are just, you know, having a bad day, maybe they had a shitty day at work, maybe they're stressed, maybe they're sick, maybe they're whatever, send them something cute like a smoothie or a soup, a book, I don't know, send something so she feels like she's not alone and just that she has a support system. Because nowadays, as we're getting older and everybody's so busy with their lives, it seems like people don't really have time for each other anymore, which is sad, you know? I think we're at 22. I think I said that already, but if you are out with your girlfriends and you are splitting bills, please don't be that girl that needs to be reminded a million times that she needs to pay her part. It's not even about the money. It's about, that is a personality trait with some people. It's not like a one-time thing. It also really shows when you are in a group and somebody needs to call an Uber. That is interesting. This is all between you and me, so please don't, you know. I'm gonna end this girl code list with a really interesting one. If you're at a bar and you're getting approached by guys and they want to buy you a drink, you always need to get your girlfriend a drink too. You can't just take the drink and have her be thirsty on the side. Even though being thirsty is great. Speaking of thirsty, I've been working on a hydration product and I'm very excited that it's gonna come out soon-ish. This is the first time that I'm speaking about it with my, you know, I'm verbalizing it. I posted some cryptic things on Instagram, not that cryptic, but I just like, oh, starting something, because I didn't want to say anything before things are, you know, close to launch, because I don't like when people announce and just nothing happens. Anyway, I think I gotta go eat dinner now, because did he make dinner? I think he made dinner. He said he's gonna make dinner. So I gotta go eat dinner now. This was lovely. Thank you for tuning in. And I'll see you next week. I hope you like this episode. XOXO. Bougie Bestie, thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed the episode. Be sure to subscribe to my podcast so you never miss out. I release new episodes every Friday. If you love Bougie Best Friend, please leave a 5-star rating and a review. Your support means the world and it helps the show grow. You can also follow me on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube at Coco Beauty, and you can find Bougie Best Friend on Apple, Spotify, and all other major podcasting platforms. Love you, bye.